2023 saw 4.2 billion euro worth of residential properties. That's 12,201 properties in total being purchased by what are known as non-household entities. Let's get more on this from Linda Daly, who's business correspondent with the Sunday Times. Linda, let's start with the obvious question. Who or what are non-household entities?
Yeah, so I suppose there were a mixture of purchasers. So the main purchases were what the CSO calls combined sector of public administration, education, human health and social work. So basically what they are local authorities, approved housing bodies, state-owned, like the bodies like the Land Development Agency, but also could be universities or nursing homes, perhaps buying properties, household bodies. Then you also have, on the other side, you have funds, banks, insurance companies. So you could have a pension fund buying property. I suppose the real story from the figures today, there's two stories really. One is that the number is down by 9.8% on 2022. So fewer non-household entities are buying properties, but also the amount of properties that the government and state bodies are buying have really increased over the last few years.
These figures, as we were saying, they relate to 2023. As you understand from somebody who looks at the property market, what's happening in 2024?
I suppose it's more of the same, really. A lot of the private entities, you know, the funds, they're buying less, they're buying fewer homes, and the state is really ramping up what it's buying. So, I mean, approved housing bodies seem to be the only game in town, as well as local authorities and the LDA. They've been really upping, you know, the amount of properties that they've been buying. I mean, if you look at the figures from 2023, you can see that the state accounted for half of all properties bought by non-household. And I'd say that's even going to be more in 2024.
There has been controversy over institutional investors and the role they've played in the market. And yet, from what you've been saying there, they haven't been showing the same level of interest recently.
No, definitely not. I mean, you can see from 2017, I mean, they've been kind of going down since 2020 mostly, and even foreign institutions. So, I mean, Irish registered companies can, you know, term can include foreign entities who have registered companies in Ireland, but Irish registered companies accounted for 92.9% of all non-household properties bought. So, sorry, that's household properties bought by non-household institutions. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about homes, they're buying homes, but the vast majority are by Irish institutions, and foreign institutions really have stepped away from the market.
Linda, thanks for looking at those figures for us. That was Linda Daly, who's business correspondent with the Sunday Times.